Seeing no hands raised, we'll move further along with our agenda. We have some late submitted documents this morning. Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the Commission may consider the late submission of agenda document number 21-02-A.
Thank you. The Vice Chair is so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion say aye.
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 We have 6-0. The motion is passed. Thank you, Vice Chair Dickerson. The next item on the agenda is advisory opinion request 2020-02 submitted by Jean-Marc Bertrand. We're joined today by Mr. Bertrand. So thank you very much, sir, who's available to respond to any questions that the commissioners may have. You're very welcome. We're excited for you to be here in this format, being that we're virtual. Any other time we would see you right here, I'll be on the telephone and would be welcoming you in person, as the Vice Chair mentioned. And we also have Kevin Paulson from OGC here to discuss this matter. And I believe Ms. Amy Rothstein is here, but we're gonna proceed. Is there any discussion? We're gonna have a presentation from OGC. Thank you, Mr. Paulson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, commissioners, and welcome to Chair Broussard, Vice Chair Dickerson, and Commissioner Cooksey. We're happy to have you, and we really look forward to working with you. Before you is agenda document 21-02-A, which responds to a request from Jean-Marc Bertrand, a U.S. citizen residing in Canada, asking several questions concerning application of the Act and Commission regulations to the proposed purchase of political advertisements on certain media platforms. The draft concludes that the requester may make expenditures, independent expenditures, and disbursements on political advertisements because the Act provides that U.S. citizens are not foreign nationals, no matter where they reside, and does not otherwise distinguish between a U.S. citizen residing in the United States and a U.S. citizen residing abroad. The draft also concludes that neither the Act nor Commission regulations require the requester to provide any media platform with proof of a U.S. bank account, financial instruments drawn on a U.S. bank, or a U.S. residential address as a prerequisite to the purchase of political advertisements on their platforms. The draft further explains that this advisory opinion cannot serve as legal proof that the requester is a U.S. citizen or relieve any entity of its obligations to comply with the Act or Commission regulations. We did not receive any comments on the request. We received one comment on the draft from the requester, which has been circulated to the commissioners and posted to the commission's website. I'd be happy to address any questions that you have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Paulson. Is there any discussion or questions for Mr. Bertrand?
Oops, sorry about that. I pretty much put everything in the comment. So if that's addressed, I think that's the most I can ask at this point.
Thank you, Mr. Bertrand. Is there any commissioner discussion or questions of Mr. Bertrand or OGC? Seeing that there are none, is there a motion in this matter? I have two, but is it Commissioner Weintraub? Would you like to make a motion?
I would, but... I'd be prepared to support the draft as is. The Vice Chair and I have been having a little bit of back and forth about whether there needs to be some tweaking of the language. The point that I think is important to make here, because my sense is that Mr. Bertrand would like us to give him something that he can show to Facebook that says, you're not allowed to ask me for anything other than my passport. We cannot do that. And this letter, this opinion is not going to be the thing that I think you're really seeking. The First Amendment says that Congress shall make no law abridging anyone's freedom of speech. It doesn't say anything about what private companies can do. A person can have a First Amendment right to speak, but that doesn't mean that any platform, any media outlet, any publisher has an obligation to provide a forum for that message. I might write what I think is the great American novel. It doesn't mean that any publisher has to publish it. They might disagree with me that it's the great American novel. Indeed, sometimes people make political contributions, which they are absolutely entitled to do. And for whatever reason, the recipient committee might return it. They don't have to accept it. Even though you have a First Amendment right to make it, they don't have to accept it if they don't want to for any reason whatsoever. So, and of course, the background of these screening procedures that Facebook has adopted are what happened in the 2016 election, where the Russian government was, and other Russians who were working with the government were placing ads on Facebook and paying for them in rubles. And Facebook didn't even notice because they had no screening mechanisms in place. And when it was first, when the stories first came out that this was happening, Mark Zuckerberg said, oh, that's crazy. But more and more evidence came out that made it fairly compelling and convincing that that indeed had happened. And Facebook felt that they needed to respond. And indeed, we have regulations that say that they're not allowed to assist anyone in making a prohibited foreign national contribution. We don't have specific rules on how they go about making sure that they are not assisting a foreign national in making a prohibited contribution. They have adopted screening procedures. Those screening procedures may not be perfect. They may not be the only way that Facebook could have gone about doing this, but they are the screening. We don't have any mechanism for telling Facebook you can't use those screening procedures. We don't require perfection. It's really up to them how they go about trying to comply with the law. And I personally am glad that they have adopted screening procedures. I think it was important for them to do so. So I think this may end up being a somewhat less than satisfactory experience for the requester. But if it makes you feel any better, there are a lot of other fairly prominent people these days who are discovering that just because they want to speak, they don't necessarily get a platform to do that. And private entities do not need to provide that platform to them. So I will I'll yield to the vice chairman to put in his two cents on how he would like to see the draft amended. I don't think any of us disagree though on the basic point that while the law does not specifically require you to provide the information that Facebook is asking for you, neither does it preclude Facebook from asking you for that information. And as I said, we can't tell them they're not allowed to do that. So that's just the way it is, sorry.
Madam Chair.
Vice Chair Dickerson.
Thank you. I'd like to begin by noting that I would absolutely read Commissioner Weintraub's novel. but quite aside from that, I mean, you're absolutely right, Commissioner Weintraub. We do, I find myself in entire agreement with you, not only on the question of statutory law, but also on a question of First Amendment jurisprudence, which is pleasant. I think the issue again is that, you know, the commission is bound by law, and we have a narrow mission that has been given to us by Congress in a specific act, and that is the four corners of our authority. I think it's possibly a historically missed opportunity that the Congress chose to name this entity the Federal Election Commission. I think at times is misleading in terms of the scope of our authority and discretion. But that was a decision made by the people's elected representatives and not one that I'm in a position to question, but it does sometimes create additional work, I think, for us. To the draft at hand, the only concern I have is following up on what Commissioner Weintraub said, the fact that we have not had occasion to review the particular screening procedures undertaken by Facebook. I would be open to opining on those questions and would likely end up in the same position as Commissioner Weintraub in the right context, namely an advisory opinion request by Facebook or by another private media or social media company. I do not, however, think it's appropriate for us to opine on specific screening procedures in this context, where we simply have a request as to what Mr. Bertrand can be required to do under the Act. Again, this is not a deep disagreement as to policy. It's a question of the appropriate role of dicta in our advisory opinion process. So I have circulated a revised paragraph which largely eliminates, one of the reasons I wish we were in person is I'd have all this out on physical paper, which would make it easier for me to reference it. But there is a paragraph beginning on page 5 of draft A. The commission has encouraged. In general, I am fine with that draft to the extent that it, as Commissioner Weintraub notes, you know, it notes that the commission has generally approved a screening agreements to allow, or screening procedures rather, to allow entities to meet their legal obligations. My only concern really is the last portion of that paragraph, which bleeds into page 6, where we say these entities may, as part of their screening procedures, require, and then we give specific examples. I just think we're getting over our skis there. It's maybe a minor point, but is a point of jurisdiction and procedure, and as a former practicing litigator, those are things that I care about. So that's my position on that. I'm happy to answer questions or work with Commissioner Weintraub to find appropriate compromise language on that point if she is open to that.
Thank you. Are there any other commissioner questions or discussion?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Walker.
I welcome the atmosphere in which we're discussing these matters. It's a pleasure to see us agree without being disagreeable. And I'm very happy to see a nice warm step in that direction. Either one of the ways we go today is fine with me. I think we need to tread lightly in the area and yet be a little more proactive as we are now beginning to regain our ability to do a number of things we haven't been able to do with the new atmosphere and the way we're communicating. So either one would be satisfactory to me. And I would welcome us and to begin to take a look at maybe a rulemaking or advisory policy so that we can give some guidance without giving them, becoming the enforcer. And so I'm stepping away in terms of either one is satisfactory to me.
Thank you, Commissioner Walter. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I think I have been encouraged by how collegial all of our discussions have been so far. And on this one, I think it's pretty easy because I think we are actually pretty close to being in agreement. The commissioners have a copy of this paragraph, but the public doesn't. So this will be a little bit confusing. We've been going back and forth up for the benefit of the public up until, you know, like moments before the meeting. And indeed, during the meeting, we've been emailing each other to try and figure out how exactly we want to tweak the language. And it's usually not the best way of writing an AO to be doing it on the fly in the meeting, but, you know, why not? We'll build the plane while we're flying it. My concern is I don't generally have a problem with the way you've recast the paragraph, except perhaps for the last sentence that you wrote. Neither the Act nor Commission regulations, however, require you to provide such proof as a prerequisite to the purchase of online political advertisements, nor has the Commission had occasion to review the particular screening procedures adopted by Facebook. If we could add in something in there that emphasizes the fact that while we're not opining on these particular screening procedures, they are allowed to adopt screening procedures. Again, I don't want to create the misimpression that we're telling Facebook how to do their screening procedures, either what they can or can't require, if you catch my drift.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Cooksey.
Would it be satisfactory to Commissioner Weintraub if we took Vice Chair Dickerson's paragraph as circulated and appended to the end of that final sentence something to the effect of, and we express no views about the screening procedures at issue here, or something more explicit that we are not signaling in one direction or the other any view about those procedures?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Weintraub.
I think that is suggested in the way that it's currently worded. I'm trying to go just a smidge further than that. Neither the Act nor Commission regulations, I take out the however, require you to provide such proof as a prerequisite to the purchase of online political advertisements, semicolon or period. The Commission has not had occasion to review the particular screening procedures adopted by Facebook and expresses no views on them. However, as noted above, they are permitted to adopt screening procedures as a general matter. They are allowed to adopt screening procedures, something like that. Would that work?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner.
I will, this is originally Vice Chair Dickerson's concern. I will allow him to weigh in from my standpoint, something to that effect. I don't know if we need to, I will defer to my colleagues whether we want to get the exact language down here on the fly or wait until we're all looking at the same text. But from my standpoint, something very close to what Commissioner Weintraub said is.
Madam Chair.
Vice Chair Dickerson.
Thank you. First of all, I apologize in advance if technical difficulties on my end pose a challenge to wholesome debate. I think that's just the world we're living in these days. I think, again, that in general, we're in agreement. My reading of this is that the point is already made earlier in the paragraph where we note that screening procedures have generally been approved. We cite to three prior AOs that do so. I don't have any objection to that point, but I do, again, think it's important to hold the line on opining on, you know, particular practices by particular entities that are not in front of us and have not had an opportunity to comment. Well, let me rephrase that are not questions and having the opportunity of an AOR to comment. So yeah, I don't know how we do this procedurally. I think before we, you know, make law for the agency, we should have the same language in front of us and not do this orally over uncertain and unstable internet connections. It has some obvious prudential merit, but I'll defer to my colleagues on the procedure there.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Well, we have a couple of options available to us procedurally. We could, if we want to do this at the meeting, we could take a short recess and see if we can hammer out some language and email it back and forth and then come back into the public session. Alternatively, I think people generally have the drift of where we're going with this. We could not adopt it at the meeting, but after the meeting, we could hammer out the language and circulate it on a tally and adopt the AO that way. I'm happy to do it either way.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Vice Chair Dickerson.
I think my inclination would be to do it by tally just to allow us to have a little bit more of a conversation. And I think the public is pretty well apprised of where we stand on this. But again, I'm happy to defer if others feel strongly differently.
I would agree with the tally option. It is proving a little difficult with trying to manage all of the monitors and screens to be able to see everything and the emails coming in with the information. So maybe it might just be a little bit more efficient and effective so that we can get Mr. Bertrand an answer if we could do this on tally. I see head shaking. It looks like we have some consensus, which is where we're going to be going this year. So they were going to hold this one over. Mr. Bertrand, I want to thank you for appearing today, and we hope to get an answer for you very soon, sir.
Thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you. Technology is blouting everyone. My screen is blinking and all this kind of stuff. So that's the world we're in.